producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio waves. We will give you the toll-free numbers and our Skype username here in just a moment, so prepare yourself for that. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Of course, we'll talk to you about anything that happens to be on your mind. Also, coming up tonight, Mark, you'll be telling us about the Illinois State Capitol maybe having their power turned off. Because, well, the Illinois government has not been doing so well financially over the last few years, as I understand it. And I think that's a factor here. Doesn't sound like they can pay their power bill. But Mark, you'll tell us more about that. And you can join us at 855-450-FREE. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts, though, to start things out here tonight. We'll go first to Mob, calling from Illinois. Mob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks a lot. You know, I keep hearing about all this thick ice that's forming up in the Arctic and maybe elsewhere. Now, I have seen on film evidence of global warming and the melting ice and big glaciers breaking off the size of Manhattan and this, that, and the other, and fish or killer orca whales going in places they've never been before. Where is the picture of all this ice that's being formed up in the Arctic? I just see one picture. All I hear is all this talk about, oh, it's really thick, boy. It's really coming. Well, I can't find.
So wait. Now they're saying that ice is, there's more ice that's being created as opposed to it melting. I mean, I thought that the last thing was that it was melting or whatever.
This isn't the core ice. So there's ice that tends to stick around and, you know, stay year after year after
year. And
that's
the core ice?
I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
I mean, I'm obviously not an expert in this area.
I don't know,
but there's ice that's
hearing from different shows. Just talk is all I ever hear. I see no evidence of it, and I just wonder why one picture couldn't come forth, and I will stand corrected, because I think global warming is going on as we speak, and I think
global warming. I thought they changed their mind on that, too. Wasn't it the ice age at first, then it was global warming more recently, and then they changed it to global climate change, because basically the whole idea that the Earth is getting warmer kind of was already disproven. I don't honestly follow this crap too closely. I mean, I feel like there's very little that we can do to affect the planet.
I don't know how a picture of ice is going to convince you.
I'm not sure what. Oh, apparently he disconnected. All right.
Yeah, I don't know how a picture of ice is going to necessarily convince him, because it could be a picture of any ice.
Right.
So I would have to say that that is sort of an unconvincing thing. I don't know, but it's the claim is that yes, there's ice forming, but that it's new ice each time, and that's not really the big picture, because it's the old ice that has so much more water in it. So, for instance, now the Northwest Passage has opened up. This is something that didn't exist, up until recently, for quite a long time. So now you can apparently take boats, north of Canada. And to be able to take a boat north of Canada just shows that something is changing as far as the weather goes. Now, I can't tell you, I'm not an expert on global warming. Some people will say, well, it hasn't been too warm in 14 years or whatever the number is that they say. I don't know. I don't look into it. What I can say is that, the story gets more and more difficult to sort of believe that somehow 97% of scientists are being thwarted by a plucky band of corporations, bankers, and rich people that are just showing us the truth. You know, it seems like the people that have the most to gain from this are the oil companies, the bankers, and people that might be able to pollute the environment, and that those people might be the ones that are telling us fibs. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't really know who to believe when it comes to this stuff. I mean,
I don't either.
He said, she said, whatever. All I know is that I don't trust the government to solve, if there is a problem, for the government to solve.
They're the last people I'd want to solve the problem.
Well, they're terrible polluters, the government. I mean, when you look at, and I think you have a story about that tonight, Mark, government pollution. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But if you look at Dr. Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, which there's a new fourth edition that is just now coming out, Ruart.com's her website, she talks about in that book about how in the United States, the corporate polluters don't even add up. Like you add up the top four corporate polluters combined, they don't even come close to the U.S. military. Now, did you have a related story tonight, Mark? I feel like you had something about government pollution, but maybe I'm misrecollecting here.
I don't. Okay. I'm not. The story that you're talking about isn't coming to my mind.
All right, our toll free number here 855-453. Oh, I know. You mentioned something about
Icelandic,
a volcano.
Yeah, the Icelandic volcano.
Not the same thing. Sorry.
Yeah. I guess it is sort of the same thing.
No. Oh, hang on a sec. We got Conan joining us here. He was at an important city meeting.
That's right. That's God's pollution right there. The volcanoes of the world just spewing their substance, poisonous substance, all out there into the air, and we breathe it and.
And volcanoes have been going off for a long time, and the Earth kind of just has ways of dealing with that, right? Like, you know, over time, the skies get cleared. Sure,
I would say
lead to an extinction or two, but, you know, whatever.
Even man-made pollution gets taken care of real quick, like
Mother Nature.
The Earth reclaims itself so fast. I mean, we are doing our share, that's for sure, but I'm just thinking of the Industrial Revolution in this country. And, of course, you know, EPA, they're busting open, mines in Colorado.
Yeah.
You had some toxic substance that had just been sitting up there in the mountains for, you know, 100 years.
Yeah,
but generally, this stuff gets claimed real quick.
Right. That's the unspoken when it comes to this sort of global warming debate. I feel like I'm sitting on the sidelines. I don't feel like I've taken a team here.
Mm-hmm.
Because on one side, it's like, the whole globe, for one, you'll find people making outlandish claims about the globe warming and what's going to happen and this sort of thing. And so far,
I'm okay with it, honestly. I mean, it's cold here in New Hampshire a lot of the years.
Yeah, I don't know whether that will be good or bad. I would not claim otherwise. The reason they call it global climate change is it may very well be colder in places.
Right.
Obviously, the Earth's going to change as time goes by.
Seems that way.
A couple few degrees doesn't seem like it's going to be that big of a deal to me. However, I'm interested in being proven wrong on that. But a lot of people will say, you know, so many species are going to go extinct and the world's oceans are going to be acidic and a variety of things. And those sound bad. I'm not looking for that stuff, absolutely. At the same time, the last thing I'm going to trust is that a bunch of the world's governments are going to get together and negotiate the very best way to handle global warming. Now that, if you want to believe a story, now there's a preposterous story to believe that somehow a bunch of governments are going to get together and solve this problem.
Well, they're only going to solve it one way. Their only tool is threatening violence against people.
They're never going to come up with the right solution. This is the preposterousness. If you had to point a gun at people's heads and say, hey, this is how we're going to go about doing things, at the very least what you want to do is the right thing. Right? I mean, if you're going to use institutional violence to get what you want.
But no one really knows what the right thing is, right?
Well, it's not just that it's not the right thing. You're trusting governments, which you know are beholden to oil companies and rich people and corporations and these sorts of things, to come to the conclusion, the best conclusion for poor people. Like, governments around the world, which were the thing that killed the most people in the 20th century,
mm-hmm.
like these organizations, Pol Pot, Stalin, Hitler, these are just some big names of people that have not yet taken power. Would you expect Stalin, Pol Pot, Hitler, God knows who else, to get in a room and come to a conclusion that would help us best solve the issues of global warming? What
Mark,
a preposterous notion.
That's why you have to put the right people into government.
Oh,
if you have the right, like Bernie Sanders or the Green Party, if you put the right people in there, they'll come up with the right solution and then force it on everyone by the
threat
of violence.
That's just one government. That is one of 200, and I just don't trust the rest of them. They're all going to have their interests in whatever their interests
Bernie
are.
Sanders.
I don't care about Bernie Sanders either. I'm just saying.
But he's going to tax the rich, Ian.
The solution
he'll
is
show
going,
those corporations.
Uh-huh. The solution
he's
this,
not in anyone's pocket.
Toll-free number tonight. You can tell us the solution here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. And I'm joking about Bernie Sanders. I don't believe that one man or a certain group of people knows the right answer and how to deal with this stuff. 855-450-FREE. I say let the market handle this situation because that's the best way to get a diversity of options out there. And then people can support the method that they think is best. It's Free Talk Live.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, our toll-free number for you if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the latest from the madman in Venezuela. According to thedailybeast.com, they are asking, has Venezuelan President Maduro gone insane? We'll give you what's happening down there. It's a pretty nutty situation. It has continued to spiral down the drain. Here in the studio tonight, you got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car via libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. That's libertystickers.com. And you can certainly comment on the whole, global warming / climate change / ice age / whatever the fear-mongering environmental calamity.
Ozone layer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What about that one?
That was going on when I was growing up.
Before that,
it was global cooling.
Yep.
I missed that one. And then, of course, it's just the big, from the 90s on to about the 2000s, the global pollution and how it was just taken over. All the seagulls with their wrapped up in Coke can wrappers.
So, Mark, you were going to give us some kind of solution, but we were also discussing the idea that one man or a group of men and women can't solve this problem in the position of centralized bureaucracy, because centralized decision-making is a very poor way to make a decision. Maybe their idea that they come up with would be a decent one. Maybe it would be terrible. Maybe it would be detrimental. We don't really know. Ultimately, it would be forced upon everybody at the threat of violence, and that doesn't allow for a thousand flowers to bloom, so to speak, different solutions to be tried toward whatever the perceived problem of the moment happens to be. That's why I say the market's the best way to handle solving environmental issues.
Yeah, I've come to the conclusion, I agree with you, I've come to the conclusion that when the government solves a problem, that it probably, the solution that they have is probably going to benefit the richest, most well-connected people and corporations that there are. And so the idea of, say, I don't know what the specifics are, but, say some kind of global carbon credit tax. Now, first off, this kind of disturbs me because carbon dioxide isn't by any stretch of the imagination the worst of the greenhouse gases. For instance, methane is 20 times as bad as carbon dioxide, and there's other gases that are worse than carbon dioxide, too, but they keep on harping on carbon dioxide. And this is why I feel constantly like I'm being lied to by every side in this debate, because the people that are pro-global warming, which I guess I tend to believe that scientists, when they say, yeah, the world's warming, 97% of scientists agree, I'm good with that number. Fine. Okay. But the idea of a carbon credit is just it's a jump in logic. Well, let's talk about which ones of these gases are important. So at my house, if methane's important, at my house we have diminished the amount of meat we eat because methane is often produced by, cows, pigs, a variety of things.
You raise pigs.
Do you think that people are not going to eat pork if I don't raise pigs? It's at the consumer level that matters, not at the production level.
Dude, I don't care how many pigs are farting. It really doesn't matter to me. Pigs and cows have been farting since the world was formed, right? Since pigs and cows have ever existed.
If somebody decides to put a carbon credit tax out there, why in the world aren't they putting a methane credit tax? Why aren't we going after people for eating meat rather than people for driving cars? Do you understand what I'm saying? Hmm. Because it's easier to collect money from the big corporations. The big corporations want to pay a tax to keep competition out of the marketplace. It just adds another level of regulation, and regulation tends to keep people from competing. If instead you put a tax on meat products or something like that, you'd never get that through.
Actually, that makes more sense.
Actually,
don't hold off on that. Just today I saw an article that some scientists are claiming that one steak is worth about 70 miles of fuel consumption in a car.
Yeah, that's accurate.
As far as damage to the environment or whatever?
Yeah, that's about how much energy it takes that goes into...
No, that's the energy to produce it, but it doesn't address the carbon, the global warming aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. But now they're putting stake into the equation, so maybe that is actually coming down the line where they can't get their carbon tax credits passed, or not with every country, but they might be able to do something where they tax meat a little more because they've proved that, hey, look, this is severely damaging to the environment, and we got to tax the chickens and the porks and the cows. You got to do your share.
What my solution is that we don't have any clue what the solution's going to be. It's likely going to be solved by people who are working in the environment, working with the environment to solve this problem. I don't know. Are they going to come up with a carbon scrubber? Some kind of machine that maybe has algae in it, or something like that? That's really what it seems like the best solution.
You can share your thoughts with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Colin is joining us in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Colin.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'd just like to comment. This global warming is nothing but a big scam in order to fleece us for more money out of another con job. The scientists are just like politicians. You know, they'll say anything if you fund them, give them their grants, and pay them. They're mm-hmm. just like politicians, no different. Okay, and if the world was really... If they cared about the earth, would they have shipped all the jobs to China with no environmental standards? And they're shutting down our coal companies here, but let China starting up coal companies like there's no tomorrow. So what is the benefit here? You see, so it's all a big scam in order to fleece us once again for another lie. All they do is lie.
I don't disagree that there's a lot of lies involved.
Carbon is what we exhale is carbon dioxide. The trees take it in.
Yep.
Okay, the trees give us oxygen. Without the carbon dioxide we exhale or we're put in the atmosphere, the trees would die off. It's so ridiculous, I can't believe that people even believe this.
Well, that's not really the notion here. So people have been exhaling carbon dioxide. People and animals and creatures have been exhaling carbon dioxide for a long time. The suggestion is that the advent of the Industrial Revolution and its concomitant consequences, these are the things that have allowed more carbon dioxide to be produced than what the trees can take in. Now, trees have what we see is we see more growth, more green growth as a result of there being more carbon dioxide.
That sounds
out there.
Like a good thing, right?
Yep.
More trees? Don't the environmentalists want to see more trees? I like trees.
Ian, trying to figure out the science of this. It's not our business to figure out the science of this.
You're just a radio guy. What do
I
you
don't
know?
Claim to be a scientist. I'm just saying I learned the same thing as Colin when I
so
was
So what they're saying
up.
Is you shouldn't have any opinion because you're not a scientist. You didn't go to school to study in this, so you have no opinion.
Absolutely. You should have no opinion.
Taxes.
I can
I'm
have whatever damn
surgeon.
Opinion I want to have.
Well, you shouldn't have an opinion about brain surgery because
you
don't...
I can have whatever opinion I want,
yeah,
sir.
But no one should listen to morons, and that's the point I'm trying to make, is that none of us know about whether
this
is happening
or not. But if the
scientists
are lying, then whose opinion matters at all?
Apparently you don't understand how the scientific method works.
Sure,
okay?
I do.
A scientist is going to become very, very famous if he can disprove all of the other scientists' work on global warming. This is going to get him a Nobel Prize. They want very badly to disprove this.
Toll-free number tonight, okay, 855-453. Colin, if you get more, stand by. We'll bring you back here. 855-453. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. I don't know if I've given out our Skype username yet. Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to call us that way. In a lot of cases, you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us here if you're on Skype. Again, Skype username, lrn.fm. And coming up October 29th and the 30th, Mark, where are you going to be?
Las Vegas for the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's at the D Hotel downtown. There's going to be lots of great speakers there. Trace Mayer, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Bitcoin Bell, whom I was just talking with today. Stephen Michaels is putting it on. It's going to be Paul Pui, Tone Vase. I'm excited to hear the speeches and see what's going on. We're going to be doing our first live broadcasts from Las Vegas, so come on out and check us out. You just get your tickets through BitcoinInvestor.com. It's an event you don't want to miss at the D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas, October 29th and 30th. BitcoinInvestor.com. Please come out and see me.
All right. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Global climate change happens to be the topic of discussion because, well, it was what our first caller brought up. And, you know, we'll take your calls about anything and talk about it here. Let's go to Colin in California. I think you had an extra thought or so that you wanted to share. So go ahead, Colin.
Okay, last couple of points. Mark said it, that the government is the biggest polluters on the planet. The governments of the world are the biggest polluters on the planet. And what is their solution to it? A carbon tax. That says it all right there. Their answer is pollute all you like, just pay us the tax. It's all about raping and fleecing us financially and making us poor and destitute where we can't stand up against them. That's their whole game plan on all everything is to fleece us to where we're poor and destitute and we're not a threat to them.
It's a monster sin tax.
Hey, thanks for the call, Colin. Yeah. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And let's continue here. You can bring up anything that you want. You can call us on Skype, by the way. Our Skype username, again, lrn.fm. Gentlemen, other comments on global climate change, carbon tax?
I'm just waiting for what they're going to call the next one in 5 to 10 years.
The next disaster scenario?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Something that we've got to do, the greenies.
Yeah.
Say that we have to do something, otherwise all of humanity is just going to get right down the drain.
And libertarians, that's what you want. You want humanity to go right down the drain. You want these corporations to pollute the skies. Isn't that right?
We don't want to spend just what just happened to me just a second ago across town. You don't want to spend that $150,000 to put up special bike paths to prevent kids that aren't getting hurt. From ever getting hurt because there's no problem, but we got to spend this money, to keep them safe because it's all about the kids.
One life. If it just saves one life,
it's worth it.
I'm not saying that, but that's what they would say.
Generosity. If somebody says if it just saves one life, it's worth it, then who are they to say what one life is worth? I don't know the answer what one life is worth, and we don't know when it's going to save it or whatever.
You can't put a price tag on a life.
Well, I would say a life.
Now you've assumed that you've saved a life, but now you were just saying if it saves one life. We don't know whether it's going to save one life or not. These ideas. You can't rub all the pointy corners off of the world. I mean, the world is a dangerous place, and I don't know, precisely. We have to allow economics to figure out where we are best invested, would be my claim. If something needs to be done in a given place, and you're talking about roads here, well, the government owns roads. The government doesn't own the air. The government doesn't own the sky. It doesn't own the land. It may own the roads because it's, taken the rights to them from people who might have built them or whatever, but it can't. How does the government get the right to levy a carbon tax if it doesn't own the air?
Might makes right.
I say that it does own the air. If you can't fly your plane anywhere that you want without getting permission, then they kind of do own the airways.
You can't even collect water out of the air in some states.
They're trying real hard. They own radio waves. They're trying really hard to get.
They claim the public owns radio waves. They try their very best.
Remember, public is code word for government.
It is, but there's, when it comes to TV and radio broadcasts, which have largely left the airwaves. TV has largely left the airwaves, and who knows what's going to happen with radio. I don't see how it's going to do that, but television is, getting off of the airwaves as fast as it possibly can. But there's a comment period for when licensing comes about and stuff like that nobody participates in, because nobody actually believes this nonsense about the public owning the airwaves.
Join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Well, down in Venezuela, things are even worse, and we've been following the Venezuelan situation for a number of years here on Free Talk Live, watching as their currency, the Bolivar, has just absolutely spiraled out of control to hyperinflation levels, to the point where it was just a few weeks back, several weeks ago, when we were talking about they had like 600% inflation, and you could make a sandwich one week and then make the same sandwich the next week and the prices would have doubled to gather the products that you needed to make the sandwich. And that's if you could actually find the products in the first place, because there are people who are waiting in lengthy lines at grocery stores only to get access to some of the most basic of ingredients, chicken, soap, things like that, the most sort of staples of a household. They're very, very hard to find. And that's just scratching the surface of what's going wrong down there. Of course, it's a socialist paradise.
Well, question for you two. I'm not aware of the answer. When Chavez died, which was like, what, 2 years ago?
A few years ago.
What actually happened? Did his generals take over? Or, I mean, what was the...
Let me tell you. President Maduro is his successor. And the story here from the Daily Beast asks, has Venezuelan President Maduro gone insane? His regional warmongering may be a ploy by a desperate politician, but the successor to Hugo Chavez has grown so erratic, some are calling him the South American Hitler.
Jeez.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, well, Hitler was a socialist too, right?
But he was. But his people loved him. Do the people love Maduro?
Well, some of them do, but not a whole lot. His approval ratings are not very good last time we checked it. Once a mild-mannered bus driver, Nicolas Maduro is now steering the world's 13th largest oil producer. Is he steering it straight off a cliff? Asks Bad Neighbor Policies over at thedailybeast.com. Within the last few weeks, he's come to the brink of war with not one but two neighboring countries. A dispute last month with Colombia resulted in tens of thousands of refugees scrambling from a border region and caused one local politician to label him the South American Hitler. Last week saw Maduro accused of plotting to invade Guyana, his neighbor to the east.
Huh?
And I don't know what...
This is when you know things are coming apart, is the last final ditch of the state when they see their economies coming apart is always a war.
Really?
Because to get their folks back to work and to go get their buddies' resources on the other side of the river.
You got
to
understand.
But he can't have much money to pay these soldiers.
Yeah, give him pitchforks. He's got people and he's got pitchforks. That's all you really need.
I don't know what the specifics are as far as it goes, but ultimately, people believe that war improves the economy. There's no good evidence of it, but they believe it.
That's what I learned all of my years of high school and probably middle school as well. That, yes, World War II brought us right up out of that depression, and it's a good thing. We should have more of them. And Krugman says we should get attacked by aliens because that would bring us all together and fix the entire economy. Aliens.
The World War II thing is a bit different than the rest of wars, and this is where people generally reference in their mind, well, World War II was good for the United States. Well, in World War II, you had all of the world's major industrial economies bombed into ash, smoking rubble, except for the United States.
Mm.
Well, yeah, that's going to be good for the United States. It's going to be really, really awesome for the United States.
Not so good for the bombed out husks.
Right. There's not too many other places that had anything left. So that was it.
While experts warn that such risky behavior could destabilize the entire region, Maduro himself accuses Bogota and Washington of being in league to overthrow him, and also boasts of having spies in the White House. So just what is Maduro hoping to gain from all of this?
The socialist claims to have spies in the Obama White House. Okay.
Well, I expect he's trying to gain re-election because their elections are coming up, I believe, toward the end of the year. And, you know, when the 9/11 attacks happened and George Bush sent in troops to the Middle East, a lot of people were behind him. So that warmongering thing can definitely
get... It works, yeah. It gets people, you know, it clearly defines the teams and then says you're on this team.
More Free Talk Live on the way. You can join us here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, to control the airwaves, is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the socialist paradise of Venezuela and the madman who is currently in charge of the country down there. Some are now calling the Hitler, the South American Hitler. This according to one local politician, after he has now come onto the brink of war with both Colombia and Guyana, that I guess threatening to invade for whatever reason, and that's what the Daily Beast is looking at. We'll continue the discussion here. You can join us as well at 855-450-FREE. Skype username tonight is lrn.fm, and don't forget to check out Conan on his show, Black Sheep Rising. Did you guys just shoot an episode last weekend?
Last Saturday. It's going to be up in the next day or two, and it's a good one.
Who are your guests?
Guests, Daryl W. Perry, running for president America, America, and, of course, the lovely Shauna Nash. We talked a little bit about everything. We talked about Daryl's debate that he put on here. And
which was excellent.
Excellent debate. Got the muscles in my old mind working, thinking about some new ideas maybe here that we can do in the area to better reach the community. I saw that the community really liked what Daryl did.
Yeah, they did. And you were actually behind the scenes as well. You were running the switcher in the background there. And you and I have, Daryl, all have long histories of creating content for television in the Keene, New Hampshire area and putting it online so everybody can watch your show.
Something that the locals don't do a lot. I mean, they'll do great.
The politicians do.
They do all right shows, but they don't, not all of them, they don't always put it out there, archive. They don't archive it. They'll even put it on YouTube where you can, that's the easy solution. But, so we went ahead and did this thing. You and I, Ed and Daryl, The community was overwhelmingly positive, responded positively to the event.
You know, people talk a lot of crap about Free Staters. Some people talk crap. And I think that, you know, this was the first debate, televised debate, that has happened for mayor in the city of Keene in nearly a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't even know if the other one was televised. This is probably the first televised debate for mayor that has ever happened here. And it was put on basically by Daryl. I mean, you and I helped out behind the scenes, but I mean, we're just button pressers. He's the guy who really did the actual hard work of really wrangling this thing together and getting all of the candidates to agree to appear. It was a real coup, I thought. I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, well, I mean, here, what's the next step? Do we continue on in this this winning, it works. So, I mean, do we continue on? Do maybe I try to do something similar on the radio, WKBK local radio, or do another program for Cheshire TV where it is a community, it's not like Black
there
Sheep
are a lot
Rising.
Of options.
There's a lot of options. I mean, Black Sheep Rising is a late night program. We talk off the cuff.
Right.
We swear. We talk about adult themes. I drink on the job. I mean, this is. But I wouldn't want to do that on the show that I'm talking about, where I'd want to have city people, you know, coming in.
Oh, that'd be great.
And if they didn't, of course, we'd be letting the community know, hey, look, we asked this clown, three or four times. He
wouldn't come in.
He wouldn't come.
Now, where is this happening besides New Hampshire? Where are libertarians, voluntarists, people who understand the ideas of liberty, where are they the ones who are creating media on a local basis that people are paying attention to?
Mm-hmm.
Where does that happen outside of New Hampshire and more specifically Keene? It's happening a little bit in Manchester. Where? Is it anywhere else? Is there anywhere else where the libertarians are the ones who threw the mayoral debate and actually got all the mayoral candidates to show up? Where is that happening?
I can't imagine that's happening anyplace else.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Maybe it's happening, and you can tell us about it, but I don't believe that it is. I think we've really got something amazing happening here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project, and I think it's important to keep in mind that this is all early mover stuff. Like, we're all early. You know, the Free State Project.
Yeah, we're the guinea pigs.
Right. You know, we're the ones laying the ground floor here for activism, creating the organizations, creating the media, creating the stuff that doesn't exist anywhere else. You know, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, of course, another great example of something that doesn't exist anywhere else. This unique group that actually rates all the politicians on how they vote. Are they voting for freedom or not? We'll give them a letter grade every single year. In fact, five of those A-rated politicians are going to be speaking on the legislative panel at the upcoming Keenevention. Conan, you're going to be attending Keenevention. You're actually going to be recording your show live at Keenevention. I think, is it Saturday that you're doing that?
Saturday at lunch, 12 to 2. I am going to most definitely try to do it live. I might have to bring in my desktop as long as my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I can do it all off my laptop. I just got too many
buttons.
Well,
you're recording like three video feeds or something like that.
Yeah, I would probably shorten it down to one, and I would maybe record on some camcorders. But it would be the whole live stream aspect might be a little touchy.
Oh, I didn't mean that you'd be streaming live. I said you'd be recording live.
Oh, yeah.
So
it would most definitely be in front of a live audience.
Right.
But I would like it to be live streamed.
That'd be cool.
Which is how we do the show right now. So, I mean, every show is live streamed. You can jump in there, and there are a couple of diehards who love to,
right,
who we actually interact with, you know, during the program.
Oh, that's cool.
But, BlackSheepRising.org. If you're going to Keenevention, we will be there Saturday. This is after the bonfire on Friday night.
That's right.
Hopefully.
Which you're throwing.
Which I'm throwing, and I'm going to try to remain in my head. And not get too far out of it.
Okay, that's good.
I'm going to try to ensure that the
did you drink too much last year?
The participants. No, it was one of the parties we had just recently. I drank too much.
Yeah, yes, you did. But that wasn't your bonfire party last year. I thought you had it under control.
Hey, I don't have to drive anywhere afterwards.
That's true. And it was a great time. So go to Keenevention.info. BlackSheepRising.org is your website, mm-hmm. Conan. Keenevention.info. You can get tickets for $60 or Bitcoin equivalent. I just announced just tonight the Bitcoin panel. We finally finished up the Bitcoin panel. We've got all the panelists all aligned. So normally with Keenevention, I'll announce the panel when we first sort of formed the concept and announce the panel host. And then the panel host is in charge of picking their topics and picking their panelists. So once the panelists are chosen, then I'll announce the full-on panel. So Bitcoin panel this year is going to include Gavin Andreessen. We mentioned that previously. The head programmer for Bitcoin will be at Keenvention. If you want to meet Gavin, this is the perfect opportunity because Keenvention is such an intimate event. It's so small. You know, there's no, like, a lot of these big events, if you've ever been to these things, whether it's an industry convention or something like the Liberty Forum, once a guest gets off the stage, a lot of times
you never see him again.
Well, sometimes they'll disappear. They'll leave. But a lot of times they'll be mobbed by fans or whatever who want to talk to the person. And, you know, they can only do so much as far as interacting in a situation like that. Keenvention, I can't guarantee you all the guests are going to stick around for the entire day, but a lot of them do. And certainly immediately afterwards, they're usually open to any kind of conversation.
Yeah, hopefully you can catch them at a fire event where, you know, they have imbibed a little alcohol and they've opened up a little bit. Or maybe you can catch them with their Halloween costume on, their Halloween costume on, and they're just letting it all out.
So come on out, Keenvention.info. It's a great event. It's the third year. It's a great excuse to come to New Hampshire during the fall and see, you know, it's going to be a little past peak. It's usually just past the peak, so the maximum leaf peeping doesn't happen during
It's starting
the
already, though.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we're going to hit peak in June. Generally, it's in October when we hit peak. And during Keenvention, there's still some leaves on some trees. It's still pretty enough, I think. And after you pass peak in New Hampshire, hotel room rates drop dramatically. They go from like $250 a night to $80 a night.
It's a big difference.
So when we have Keenvention is the first weekend after that rate drop. That's how I've chosen when to have the event. I want it to be as affordable as possible for people to come up and explore New Hampshire and meet some of the activists.
Maybe even check out, I was just thinking, Sunset Peak. Has any Keenvention ever gone up there? I mean, it's a real quick hike, and you can see the entire city. It's beautiful.
The first year, we had Keith, who's an early mover for the Free State Project. He hosted a couple of hikes, and one of them did go up to Sunset Rock. He did not do that in the second year, and I don't know if he's going to this year. I've asked him if he wants to, but if somebody wants to lead a hike, it's I will certainly announce it and add it to the activities list. Because one of the things about Keenvention is I like to do things outside or have people doing things outside of the hotel. Because conventions, you know, you kind of get cooped up in the hotel, and, you know, that's all you do is you're in the hotel, and maybe you'll go out to one dinner or something like that. At Keenvention, there's all kinds of stuff to do outside. The bonfire that you mentioned, Halloween's going to happen outside the hotel this year.
Robin Hooding.
Exactly. You can do some actual activism and then social events like the bonfire, etc. But yeah, hiking would be another good one. So that's a possibility, too. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Obviously, you know, we're excited about Keenvention. We're literally 1 month away. It kicks off October 30th. It goes through November 1st, and it's a lot of fun. It's a small event, but people seem to enjoy it. I always look for feedback, like, you know, what should we change? What was bad this year? Nobody ever tells me what's bad about Keenvention. And I'd like them to, you know, because
that's a good thing, too. And, of course, most people are going to complain about the bad things.
You would think.
And
right?
If it's good, if they're satisfied, if the thing hasn't broken after a month after purchasing it, yeah, hey, it's why leave any comments?
So Venezuelan President Maduro, has he gone insane? We'll talk about it, and you can join us here. Plus, Mark will tell us about the Illinois State Capitol. Apparently, they can't pay their power bill. That might not be a good thing for
Or them. Maybe it is.
Well, yeah, maybe so. 855, 453. If they can't see the stuff they're voting on, can they still vote on it? Yeah, they don't read that stuff. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.